Are you paying attention? Again, I ask you, are you paying attention? This is coming from the Activist Post. It says the United Nations Vision of the Future, an apex body and digital ID to rule us all. And that's what it really comes down to. It comes down to control. The United Nations recently published 3 new policy briefs to provide more detail on certain proposals contained in our common agenda. That's the United Nations says the UN Secretary General's vision for the future of global cooperation that will be decided at the summit of the future. That's a quote. It says in September, this is going to be in September of 2024. These briefings, a global digital compact, reforms to the international financial architecture, and the future of outer space governance set out a chilling course for our future. Among the proposals are a new apex body in charge of the entire financial system that will enhance its coherence and align its priorities with the Agenda 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. All right? So everything is moving towards 2030, this Agenda 2030. And the reason why I keep asking, are you paying attention? Is because of the multiple distractions that you see in the news nowadays. If it's not aliens getting ready to invade, or is Trump going to be indicted, or Biden falling off the stage, and just all of this BS, you have to understand that in the middle of all of this is Agenda 2030. Okay? That's what this is all about. It's going to be about stripping you of your so-called rights, and collapsing your world around you, economically mainly, because he who controls the money and the food controls the people. Okay, you control the world. And I believe it was Klaus Schwab said this, I believe it was late 2022. He who controls artificial intelligence is master of the world. I'm roughly paraphrasing. He says something along those lines. You can look it up if you want to. So I'm saying that to say that all of this digital ID talk is pushing towards what I've been telling you for the longest time now. For years now, this major false flag that they're going to pull off. But in the meantime, they're keeping you distracted with this political theater. Now, notice the timing of this summit that they're going to have set for September of 2024. Do you know how distracted the people are going to be by that time? Think about it. With all this political theater, you're going right into the presidential election season. People are going to be highly distracted by then. Let me see. Let me get a little bit more of this article here. It says, this will further integrate the G20 with the United Nations into a body that can be described as an economic security council. Okay, so they're going to create a financial crisis. And within that financial crisis, they can bring about this governing body, a world economic system, because you already have the World Economic Forum. And this is one of the things that I argue with a lot of these truthers about. They're always talking about the new world order is coming. The new world order is already here. You already have a world economic forum. You know, the government, the one world government is coming. The one world government is already here. You already have the United Nations. You already have the World Economic Forum. They already hold world government summits. It's not coming, it's already here. So they have you fighting against, they have you fighting to stop something that's already here. You're already under it. Okay? It says a vital part of the agenda is also digital connectivity and the establishment of a global digital compact. This can best be, it says, this can be described as a cybernetic organ consisting of a digitally connected network of people, entities, devices, and things that easily can be directed by those who run the system. The Internet of Things. It says in the policy brief, it is, for example, explained how digitization will help to achieve the global goals. The suggestions happens to be very similar to what World Economic Forum and PwC prescribed in their report, Unlocking Technologies for the Global Goals of 2020. A digital ID is a cornerstone in this work and is, among other things, seen as a way to reduce poverty. So that is going to be the number one goal. Collapse all economies. Okay. Collapse all economies. Order out of chaos. Excuse me, I hit the mic. Order out of chaos, right? Problem, reaction, solution. And then those people are going to come in with their, not just their solution, but the solution that they've had in place for decades. And that is going to be to track and trace you. You're going to have to register just to get online. Okay. And so all of these people that you see in politics and government, you have no heroes. I'm sorry to tell you. I know you people, you love to cheerlead and you love to, this person is going to fight against the globalists. None of these people are fighting against a damn thing. They're all actors. They're all characters. They're playing their roles. It's WWE. No one's getting persecuted, really. You know what I'm talking about. It's not really happening. What you're witnessing is the great distraction, the great reset, to set up the great one world government body, the great system. Internet of Things, everything digitalized so they can control it. Klaus Schwab told you, he who controls artificial intelligence is the master of the world. This is about complete control. This is not about your favorite politician. This is not really even about politics at all. They care nothing for politics. They don't care about the left, the right. They don't care about what political stance you take. This is about complete control and domination. And they have moved one step closer to that. And while you're being distracted by the political theater, their system is about to clamp down and lock down on you. Date in the Harvard morgue scandal where they sold human remains. This is coming from Complex. It says the Harvard morgue manager and associated charged associate, excuse me, charged with trafficking human remains sold parts via Facebook and PayPal. Okay, the Harvard morgue manager and associates charged with trafficking human remains sold parts via Facebook and PayPal. So this is a global operation, and I've been adamant about this since 2015, that there is a big organ harvesting operation to go along with human trafficking. But I'm going to get back to the article right quick before I go on a rant. It says here, a former employee at the Harvard Medical School morgue has been charged with selling human remains from donated bodies and allowing buyers to choose which parts they wanted, according to federal prosecutors. The morgue's manager, Cedric Lodge, was part of a massive nationwide network that bought and sold human remains stolen from the university's medical school. And that was from 2018 to 2022. Says Lodge and his wife, Denise Lodge, stole the corpses, removed parts such as the head, brain, skin, and bones, and sold them to their accomplices. They would also allow their buyers to come into the morgue and pick whichever parts they had their eye on. Now, I want to say this. This is just scratching the surface. There are so many people that get kidnapped and their organs end up on the black market. This is something you need to research for yourself. I can't even go into all of the details. The real reason why the border is wide open. These people, they get kidnapped. You never hear about it in the mainstream media, in the mainstream news. And with all of the distractions with Trump and all of this other crap that's going on, you don't even hear about it as much in the alternative media news outlets anymore either, which is why I'm here. Okay. That's probably now that I'm just to be honest, probably the only reason why I'm even still doing this damn show. Because I'm fully convinced that just people are just borderline damn near unapproachable. You know, people get easily distracted when you have actual information and data out there to show you that there's a human trafficking / organ harvesting network, global network. People get kidnapped, killed, their organs sold on the black market, on a dark web. And what are people focused on? Goddamn Donald Trump. And it's sickening at this point. It's sickening. Every day, these children are being kidnapped at the border. And what are people talking about? Joe Biden slipping and falling on the stage. Who gives a shit? Well, apparently you people do. Back to the article, because I'm about to rant. It says one of the main buyers, Katrina McLean, allegedly agreed to purchase two human faces for a total of $600. Now, I want to make this clear. These are remains that were supposed to have been donated. What I'm more concerned about are the people that are kidnapped and having their organs removed and put on the black market. I mean, this is fine and dandy. Yeah, this made mainstream media, but these are supposedly donated to the Harvard Medical School more? Why aren't they talking about the people that are going missing and having their organs removed? Go look at Kanika Jenkins in that situation. You know, there's allegedly organ harvesting ties to that. You know, I want to be careful what I say about that for different reasons. But allegedly, you know, I try to be respectful to the family and whatever, but you know who I'm talking about, Kanika Jenkins, the girl that they found dead in the freezer in Rosemont, in the Rosemont hotel. Let me see here. It says here, prosecutors, I'm back to the article here. Prosecutors also stated McLean kept the remains she purchased and resold them through her store. See, this is a big moneymaker. I've often said that the organ harvesting has become like the new drug trade. They make buku money off of this. Again, sold on the black market, mainly via the dark web. There was a report that came from the National Pulse. I believe it was 2022, where at the border, they have these apps, these mainly children. They're tracked and traced via social media, and they're groomed and told where to go. Also, Ted Cruz brought this out some time ago, that it actually was like a couple of months ago, that they put these bracelets, these colorful bracelets, on these migrant children. And those bracelets, depending on the color, right, these bracelets tell the cartels who they belong to or who to send them to. So you have thousands of children going missing. Who knows in what time span, or how many each month, I should say, right? What do you think is happening? And Ted Cruz was honest, and I'm not a Ted Cruz fan, but Ted Cruz was honest. He said these children, a lot of them are ended up in situations where they're sold into sex slavery to the highest bidder, more than likely. But again, one thing that always seems to get overlooked is organ harvesting. Big money made. You got these wealthy, well-to-do individuals that may need a kidney or whatever. They can go right on the black market, right on the dark web, use cryptocurrency, and they can purchase what they need. Sometimes these individuals are targeted. They may meet the description. That's another reason why they want to collect all your data and all your medical information. They can target you. They know that you meet your body type, your organs, your limbs. They may meet the right criteria for what this person needs. And you can become a victim of gang stalking. That sounds crazy to some people, but no. Years and years of research into this, this is a very real thing. So like I said, this story here, not to downplay it, but the hell with it. You know, it's bad, But that's, again, it's not scratching the surface. It's not even touching what's really going on in the organ harvesting market. I'm going to do an adjusted in time segment right quick concerning the human trafficking and organ harvesting. Now, in reality, it's bigger than just selling organs and body parts and kidnapping children. It's all about the satanic agenda, the Luciferian satanic agenda, and their rituals, the occult, and everything else, as you should know by now. So, exposing human trafficking is one thing, but also keep in mind that these are Satanists. And the Satanists have, they have managed to, I would say, not just brainwash, but indoctrinate millions of people, especially in the United States of America, because it's a hub for Satanism. DC was built on Satanism. It's nothing but a satanic city. It's a satanic city to the core. Just look at the structure of it, how it was built. But they've indoctrinated millions of people unknowingly into this satanic cult. And what do I mean by that? Just look at the way people respond to news and information about child trafficking. They don't care. They would rather see Trump go to jail than to stop human trafficking, child trafficking. They don't care. So on a, maybe to a lesser degree, they have become satanic, meaning their thoughts and their views are in line with the satanic cults, unknowingly but true. They don't care. Millions and millions of people in this country. This is the reason why people like the Young Turks, you know, CNN analysts, MSNBC, they can make fun of alternative media news outlets that try to expose child trafficking. They can do it out in the open. Because people don't care. They have become a part of the satanic cult. And that's something that a lot of people just don't want to admit. All you have to do is look at the pandemic. Look at how willing people were to give up everything and follow the New World Order's commands or obey their commands. Wear the goddamn mask. Take the goddamn shot. Stand 6 feet apart. You might say, well, how is that satanic? It's satanic because they're obeying the satanic cult. Again, just because they don't know that they're following a satanic cult, it doesn't mean that they're not a part of the satanic cult. They are. Ignorance doesn't neglect the fact that that's what they are and what they've become. They're still a part of it. Very much so. Very, very much so. It's the reason why. You say, well, why are these people not waking up? They're not waking up because, like I've said it before, they don't want to wake up. Number one. And number two, they've already been indoctrinated, just unknowingly. So therefore, you are talking to people that are part of this cult. Whether you know it or not. So I'm saying that to say when the New World Order finally reached the climax and they actually clamped down, those are going to be the same people, your neighbors, your friends, they're going to be the same people that are willingly going to report you for having a Bible. They're willingly going to report you for not complying or for having a gun. Because they're willing participants. Just because they don't know what they're participating in, it doesn't make them willing participants. Just because they don't use the word Satanist, it doesn't mean that they're not a part of it. Why you think they back the abortions? You know, they go out and they rally for more abortions. The Satanic Church has told you abortions is a part of their satanic ritual. So again, these people go out and support that, not thinking about it in the same way that a Satanist would think about it, but nonetheless, they're still supporting the satanic rituals. And they have been MK Ultra mind controlled to maybe a lesser degree with all of the brainwashing on television and the rituals that you see during the Grammys and the Oscars and the Super Bowl and all of these Masonic symbolisms and occult symbology that's being thrown in their face on a daily basis. It's all about lesser magic. And they've fallen under that spell. And that's just the truth of the matter. Rand Paul continues to expose Bill Gates and Fauci. And he's been at the forefront of exposing Fauci and Gates and what happened in 2020, the pandemic. This is coming from Zero Hedge. It says, Rand Paul, Bill Gates is the largest funder of trying to find viruses in caves and bring them to big cities. It says here, appearing on Fox News, Paul noted that Gates visited China last week. And a quote here says, Bill Gates is the largest funder of trying to find these viruses in remote caves and bring them to big cities, Paul asserted, referring to gain-of-function research. So what happened in China is they went 8 to 10 hours south of Wuhan, 200 to 300 feet deep into a cave, found viruses, and took them back to a city of 15 million. That's what Rand Paul further explained. It says here in another quote, there are many scientists who think that Bill Gates is wrong in funding this. Now, I want to say this. It's great that Rand Paul is exposing this, but Let's just be truthful here. Let's have a moment of honesty. The fact of the matter is, Bill Gates is nothing but a front guy. Bill Gates is nothing but a front guy. He was never the richest man in the world. You had the Rothschilds who are worth trillions. Okay? Elon Musk is a front guy. Fauci is nothing but a front guy. And what the powers that be, the people in the background who you never see, what they do is they set up these front men to take the heat, to take the blame, okay, for implementing their New World Order agenda and putting their agenda into motion. That's all a president is. The president of the United States is nothing but a figurehead. He's the face. He's the person that takes the bullets. He takes the Trump even said it. He said he takes the arrows. And it's true. The president takes the blame. And it amazes me. It shouldn't, but it does here in 2023. That people still actually believe that the president is in charge. And what you know what I'm going to say, it speaks to the stupidity of the average American citizen. Americans are very, very gullible. Ignorant. They're sleepwalking, literally. At least in other countries, especially third world, they know that they are under a dictatorship. The way the United States is structured, and I'm going off on a rant, sorry. But the way the United States is structured, with all of these figureheads in these faces of these organizations, people actually believe and buy into the big lie. They don't understand that these individuals, such as a Bill Gates, the head of Microsoft, bullshit. Absolute bullshit. Elon Musk, the head of Tesla and SpaceX, and he bought Twitter. Bullshit. CIA operates. The CIA runs Twitter. The CIA runs mainstream media. Who controls Fauci? Who controls Bill Gates? The powers that be. Who set up the CIA? The FBI. So while on one hand, I'll say it's great that Rand Paul is exposing Bill Gates, it must be noted that Bill Gates is a fucking nobody. Excuse my language. He's a nobody. He's a peon compared to the Rothschilds. They could get rid of him and put a new Bill Gates in place. For example, what's this asshole? Soros, George Soros. He's stepping down. His son is stepping up. Alex Soros. They're interchangeable. You see that with the presidency. It's the same thing. So I'm saying that to say that while you're preoccupied with Bill Gates, you must understand that this is a global operation. It's not called the New World Order for nothing. Gates is just a face. Now, some people may say, well, what do you want Rand Paul to do? You don't want him to expose him? Of course, expose him. But I'm saying to you, look beyond Bill Gates. Understand what you're really dealing with. If Bill Gates kicked the bucket tomorrow, the New World Order would not miss a beat. They would keep on trucking. Because it's a system, it's not a person. That's why I use George Soros as an example. He could kick the bucket today, and his foundation will continue. Vince McMahon stepping down from the WWE doesn't stop the WWE from his operations. That's what I'm trying to say. So, I tell you what, I'll get more into the article if there's anything left here. It says, in another quote here, it says, we don't need to be searching for viruses that may never interact with man. And it's worse than that, they bring viruses that we may never interact with. They bring them back to the lab, but then they manipulate them by combining them with other viruses to create viruses that don't exist in nature. So yeah, yes, they're doing this. Big money. And, into this research and keeping people unhealthy. Right? The more diseases, the more money they make, the powers that be. And it helps reduce the population, which is their number one goal, by the way. Says here in another quote, but this has largely been funded by Bill Gates. Again, I'm not attacking Rand Paul. I'm not attacking Rand Paul at all. But largely funded by Bill Gates. Bill Gates is a nobody. Bill Gates is taking orders. He's there to take the blame. When people say, we're exposing Bill Gates. You know how many people are online exposing Bill Gates? You think he gives a shit? That's his job. Let me get back to this. It says, a quote here again. It says, but this has largely been funded by Bill Gates. He funds the World Health Organization more than most countries do. So there's a responsibility here. I think he's inadvertently helped to create something that the biggest danger to mankind right now is something that he's been funding. Okay. And they go into, and this came from Zero Hedge, if I didn't say it. So they go into the Wuhan lab and all of that. And you people have heard enough about that. But just understand what I'm saying. I hope you understand what I'm saying. because I come across as bitter. But the truth is the truth. Taking down Bill Gates doesn't end it all. It makes for a nice meme. It can be a call for celebration for some. But it doesn't stop this sort of research. Or people, you know, the powers that be from putting out another figurehead to take the heat. It doesn't stop it. They will keep on trucking. Their main goal is to reduce the population on this earth, period. These people are psychopaths. Psychopaths don't stop. There's no stopping a psychopath. All right? Especially when you have multiple psychopaths that are in a position of power, absolute authority. They are the authority behind the authority. So, yeah. Getting to Bill Gates, you're not even scratching the surface, or really, I should say, you're not even touching the ceiling. There's more to it than that. And for the past 3 years, there's been so much focus on Fauci and Bill Gates and exposing these people. But when are you going to get to the people behind these individuals? Why are Americans so infatuated? Why do they believe so wholeheartedly that every decision that the president makes, that he makes it on his own? Are you crazy? You have an entire military industrial complex. You think Bush sent us to war? Are you crazy? And people say, we get rid of Bush, we fix all our problems. Are you crazy? The president is handed his marching orders before he's even sworn in. He is told, this is what you will do. And all he does is present it. He's the presenter. His job is to clean it up and make the New World Order's agenda seem reasonable and ideal. That's his job. Bill Gates' job right now is to keep people, I'm talking about on the right at the moment. I'm talking about the truthers, right? Not these dumb dipshit Democrat voting idiots. They need to go watch a football game or something. I'm talking about the truthers, right? The people that are, you know, awake, that are aware that there's a globalist takeover. Those people are a little too focused on the Bill Gateses of the world. They're not looking at the Rothschilds. Somehow, because if you notice, even in the truther movement, or the truther, yeah, I guess you can call it a movement. If you notice, they don't even bring up the Rothschilds anymore. I remember a time when, you know, that was well known. I'm just using them as an example. You know, you have the DuPonts and different families, you know, the 13 bloodline families. They're all related, you know, anyway. But all of a sudden, it just became about Fauci and Gates, and that's another trick that was played on the masses, was to push. It's like they knew that there was this great awakening. That's why I say, I go back and forth with this. Yes, there was a great awakening at one point in time. People were waking up. They were aware of this Illuminati. You know, sometimes people took it too far and they called every damn thing the Illuminati. Everybody's a part of the Illuminati, according to certain people. But there was a great awakening. There was great exposure. And then 2020 comes, pandemic hits, and it becomes Fauci and Gates. Fauci and Gates, the leftists, you know, we have to stop these leftists. What happened to the Rothschilds? What happened to them? Did they go away? Did they go bye-bye? No. They're the money behind the money. Again, until the real power structure is addressed, you're going nowhere. That's just my moment of honesty. Okay, so this is interesting. Trump is vowing to investigate big pharma illnesses and children. This is something that a lot of his supporters have been getting on him about, and something that Ron DeSantis has keyed in on and taken advantage of, which I believe is all staged anyway. I think the whole Trump versus DeSantis thing is staged, but that's not even the point here. The point here is that Trump is now vowing to investigate big pharma. So I'm going to play this clip right quick and then I'll come back.
In recent decades, there has been an unexplained and alarming growth in the prevalence of chronic illnesses and health problems, especially in children. We've seen a stunning rise in autism, autoimmune disorders, obesity, infertility, serious allergies, and respiratory challenges. It's time to ask, what is going on? Is it the food that they eat, the environment that we live in, the overprescription of certain medications? Is it the toxins and chemicals that are present in our homes? Every year, we spend hundreds of billions of dollars to treat these chronic problems rather than looking at what is causing them in the first place. Too often, our public health establishment is too close to big pharma. They make a lot of money, big pharma, big corporations and other special interests, and does not want to ask the tough questions about what is happening to our children's health. If big pharma defrauds American patients and taxpayers or puts profits above people, they must be investigated and held accountable. When I'm back in the White House, I will establish a special presidential commission of independent minds who are not bought and paid for by big pharma, and I will charge them with investigating what is causing the decades-long increase in chronic illnesses. I understand big pharma, I believe, better than anybody else. I know where they're coming from. And then I will ask them to publish recommendations for how every American child can have a safe and healthy childhood. This is a conversation that is long overdue, and it's a conversation that American families deserve. American families must have this conversation, and they must have a leader, a president, who can do something about this problem. And I will do that. Thank you.
You heard it. Trump is planning, or at least he claims he's going to investigate pharma, these big pharma companies. And as I stated before, this has been a talking point for the Trump detractors, the people that have I guess you could say, jumped off the Trump bandwagon. If you're a normie, you have no idea what I'm talking about. So go, you know, just go sit down somewhere. But with all of the information that is coming out about the shots and the complications that come from the shots, he's put in a position where he has to, at some point, disconnect, separate himself from Big Pharma. Now, he's been championing the shots since Operation Warp Speed, talking about how safe and effective they were. Now, I want to say this for those who are in the know. Sometimes when I do this podcast, I feel like I'm talking to multiple groups of people, individuals. There are those that are in the know, there are those that halfway know, and there are those that have no goddamn idea what the hell is going on in the world. So this is for those that are in the know. You're going to know what I'm talking about. The rumor is that the entire Operation Warp Speed that Trump pushed was a booby trap for the deep state, if you will, that he allowed them to do what they did so that they could fall into the booby trap. I'll leave it at that, right? Now, I don't know what his exact plans are, if he will actually go through with that. Again, it's been a long time coming, and there's been a lot of health complications due to those shots, which were made mandatory by the supposed Biden administration, if you want to believe that Biden is actually in the White House, okay? If you want to believe that, fine, okay? And I'm not going to argue with you. I know that this has been the frustrating thing since Trump left the White House, is trying to pretend like I don't know things that I know, like Biden is wearing a damn skin mask and that he's never really in the White House and things like that. I just trying to explain that to the dumb normie is difficult as hell. Even though ABC News, CBS News, they've all admitted that most of the time Biden is in front of he's not really in the Oval Office most of the time. He's really on a television set. Like a movie set. They have a alternative Oval Office. So, in other words, what I'm saying is a lot of this has been staged. Biden's whole administration is staged. Okay, we don't know who the hell is playing Biden. We don't know what's really going on behind the scenes. Now, that being said, what Trump will do when he gets back in the White House as far as investigating Big Pharma, if he really means it or not, I don't know. Now, the rumor is Trump has been warring with Big Pharma for years. Now, if you notice, this is kind of interesting if you really step back and think about it. You have Ron DeSantis, who's been against the mandates. Matter of fact, that was his rise to fame. That was the cause of his rise to fame, was his stance against the mandates in 2021. And the lockdowns, for the most part, if I remember correctly, Florida was one of the only states that kind of remained open. Matter of fact, the Super Bowl was held in Florida. It was in Tampa. And people were allowed to go there like normal, you know. Then you have RFK Jr., Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who also has been anti, you could say he's an anti-vaxxer. He's been that for a very long time. And they've called him a conspiracy theorist, even though he's a Democrat. But he's been anti-Big Pharma. And now, finally, you have Trump, whose one Achilles heel has been his support for Big Pharma and Pfizer and all of these companies, Johnson & Johnson. And now he's coming out and saying he's going to investigate Big Pharma. Matter of fact, let me go to News Wars. Okay, I know this is Alex Jones. But anyway, let me see. They're only covering what Trump said. I don't know if I even want to pull any of this up. It says, does the president's recent statement indicate he's fully aware of Big Pharma's culpability in the controversial vax rollout? Can his words help regain the support of the MAGA base that's felt neglected due to his previous silence on the issue? And that, again, that has been his Achilles heel, that there have been people that have been pro-Trump that jumped off the Trump bandwagon onto DeSantis due to his constant thumping and his backing of the shots, despite the fact that information has come out about the shots being dangerous to the health of everyone that has taken it. Is this just something that he's saying to regain the support of his detractors, you know, the people that have jumped ship? That's the real question. It says Trump's latest campaign promise to the American people comes as he's recently outlined other proposals for his potential 2024 term, including a massive celebration commemorating America's founding. I don't feel like going into all this other stuff. Anyway, I want to stick to the Big Pharma. Is he going to do it? And the real question is, has this been a setup, a booby trap the whole damn time? That's the real question. Did he purposely allow them to push the shots mandated only to come back in the White House and investigate them later on? That's the real question. That's the real question. I don't know the answer to that because you would have to know the man's heart. I don't know. I do know that it was some bullshit that he was pushing it, you know, regardless of why. And some people say we're in the middle of a war and that they were going to push this vax one way or another. And all he did was force them to speed it up. Those that are in the know understand what I'm saying. If you're a normie, just shut up. You don't know. You're not in the know. But Trump's been, in the past, prior to him becoming president, he's made a lot of anti-vax statements. And it's just interesting that the three most popular at the moment, the three most popular candidates for the presidency for 2024, presidential run or campaigns coming up in 2024, are all speaking out against Big Pharma at the same time. I find this timing very interesting. That's very, very interesting. That seems like the walls may be actually closing in on Big Pharma. If Trump is serious, if he's not just saying this to, again, take those supporters away from DeSantis. Now, it's not like DeSantis is actually going to win against Trump. That's not, I don't think in a million years that will actually happen. But we'll see. We'll see what the, where this leads to. And if I'm all over the place, it's because you're a normie and you don't know what I'm talking about. Trump, the rumor is that Trump set a booby trap up for the deep state back in 2020, at the end of 2020, with Operation Warp Speed, knowing that they would mandate the vax and that later on it would come back to bite them in the ass when the vax caused significant harm, and then that would set up a scenario where they would have to be investigated. And that was the point. Okay? So if you're a normie, I'm just trying to give you a quick overview of what the, I guess you could say the conspiracy world is like as far as Trump and the vax is concerned. But we'll see. We'll see in time. We'll see what happens with this. If he did set them up, I heard that he knew that they were going to, at some point, roll out these shots. And the plan was to make America wait on these shots for the next, for like 3 years, you know, back in 2020. And that by that time, America would be absolutely basically, you could say America would be, you know, damn near poor, like a third world country, because we would have been in lockdowns for 3 years, 2 to 3 years. So his plan was to, you know, bait them, force them into speeding up the vaccine rollout, which is why it was called Operation Warp Speed, to make them hurry up the process, open the country back up, and then come back later on and do an investigation into Big Pharma. We shall see.